Lebanon's Hezbollah Secretary General believes that the existence of the ISIL terrorist group in the region serves the U.S. and Turkish interest. Said Hassan Nasrallah added that the recently formed U.S.-led coalition against the ISIL is only aimed at preventing the terror group from attacking Washington's allies, including Saudi Arabia and Jordan. According to Nasrallah, the extent and the number of U.S.-led airstrikes against the ISIL over the past weeks have been less than the Israeli airstrikes against Lebanon in a single day during the 33-day war in 2006. He said that America is using the ISIL to scare and blackmail regional nations and as a pretext to impose its hegemony in the region. Academic and political commentator Kevork Almasyan joins us from Beirut to tell us what he thinks. Kevork Almasyan, let's be blunt here when it comes to what is obviously appearing to be the case. That is that Turkey wants Syria. And I'm curious as to whether they're going to be able to actually go into Syria because they're setting up, the scenario is being set up, I don't know if you agree or not, with what is going on in Kobani. And also the way that the U.S. is giving signals to Turkey. Is this a reason for Turkey to go in with the no-fly zone to be set up and then eventually have the ground forces go into Syria, fight Assad forces? Because they've always said they're obsessed with having Assad be removed.
First of all, it becomes very clear that Turkey now is the most brutal player in the Syrian conflict. Its intervention, it's reached not only in the northern part of Syria, but also in the central part of Syria by allowing the multinational terrorists to infiltrate into the Syrian territories. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said a very important, he mentioned a very important part that Turkey will not enter this so-called coalition on terrorism and on ISIL before it guarantees a clear strategic and geographic, it guarantees its geographic and strategic interest in Syria. He mentioned that Erdogan wants to extend its influence on Aleppo. I mentioned a few days ago on your respectful channel that that Erdogan's eyes are on the northern industrial city of Aleppo. This city is considered one of the biggest industrial cities in the Middle East, and it was imposing a very huge challenge and competition on the Turkish products. So we cannot exclude the trade and business factor from Erdogan's dream to conquer the northern part of Syria, because most of the products which were coming from Aleppo were making a very huge competition to the Turkish products. Now, in the case of Kobani, the Turkish government is not keen now at the moment to get rid of ISIS because the presence of strong Kurdish forces on the northern part of Syria, on the borders with Turkey, will impose challenges in the future for Erdogan's government. These people, the Kurds, might ask for some kind of autonomy in the future, and this would impose a really impose a high danger for the national security of Turkey. Therefore, Turkey now is very calm, and it wants the elimination of the Kurdish presence from the its southern borders. And after that, when the Americans guarantees for Turkey further strategic interests and goals to be achieved in the northern part of Syria, Turkey will go to impose this so-called no-fly zone in order to overthrow the government of President Bashar al-Assad.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but the two forces that have been able to pretty much defeat these ISIL terrorists, aside from Hezbollah at the border, where these Takfiri terrorists actually have launched some attacks, has been Assad forces with Russia backing and Iran advising. So what makes Turkey think that they're going to be able to actually defeat the Assad forces, for example? I mean, unless they're thinking that America is going to give them air cover, if that's going to be the case.
Sayed Hassan Nasrallah truly believes that the presence of ISIS is in the favor of Turkey and the United States. The so-called war on terrorism and the Turkish participation in this war on terrorism will not crash the ISIS in Syria. Its main purpose is to encircle this terrorist organization and not allow them to further advances towards their allies. The Americans intervened in Iraq only when ISIS came close to Erbil. It's one of the main sources of oil, which is coming also exporting its oil towards Israel. So the involvement of the Americans and the Turkish will be conditioned that ISIS will be only weakened into extent that it doesn't impose an existential threat on the brutal regimes in Saudi Arabia and also in Jordan, but only to keep this danger inside Iraq and Syria. The main purpose of the Americans is to keep this danger inside the Syrian and the Iraqi borders and to make them as a blackmailing card and the negotiating card in the future. ISIS phenomena also serves the interests of Israel. Israelis want fragmented states on sectarian basis, on religious basis, in order to declare its Jewish state. The Israelis cannot declare a full Jewish state before the establishment of other states on the same basis. For example, when we go to the mainstream media, we always see that if the political solution failed in Syria, maybe the solution is a division on some state. Sunni state, Alawi state, Druze state, and maybe a Christian state. This is a nightmare for the Syrians. The Syrians were fighting in the last 3 years in order to keep the unity of the Syrians, and the only part that is able to keep the unity, a geographic unity and the social unity for Syria is the Syrian army, and it's the only part that is able to fight ISIS, effectively fight ISIS. If you want to see the record, the historical record, what the Syrian army did within few months against ISIS, the Americans were not able to do it in the last couple of weeks. The Americans are only launching airstrikes, but the Syrian army is on the ground. It's facing ISIS face to face in northern Syria, in eastern Syria, in Deir ez-Zor, in Hasakeh, in all the places.
Thank you very much, Kevork Amosyan, there, academic and political commentator.